Hi, and welcome to the Body Positive Goddess podcast, where we talk all things body positivity, self-love, and self-acceptance with a sprinkle of magic. My name is Freya Serafina, and I will be your host. Hello, hello, hello. I'm laughing because it's so long since I've done this, and I feel a little bit awkward. But I've decided this episode is just going to be like full on awkward, full on awareness, full on honesty and truth and what the hell's going on and all that good stuff. So I've said this before, but I need to take a break and I need to come back. But I'm really excited to be here. This episode is all about where I'm at currently, the different things that I'm dealing with, taking a step back from modeling and acting, actually, big changes, really scary, talking about all of that stuff and the direction of the podcast itself. So without further ado, let's get into it. So I titled the name of this episode, Hi, Do You Still Love Me? For a reason. I've been going through some major, major shifts and uncovering lots and lots of stuff that I have repressed and really done like a reimagining of what my life is supposed to be like versus how it is versus what I want it to be, and really sitting with these ideas of how much people pleasing I do, how much of what I do in general is a trauma response, and ignoring my feelings and all of that sort of thing. So I called it Hi, Do You Still Love Me? Because I do feel disconnected from you guys as a community, and I took a step back and I didn't realize how much I really loved this podcast and doing this podcast and connecting with people. And it's really easy to forget the things that you're actually passionate about when you are so fucking bogged down with bullshit. So this is what's been happening. So I started a PhD program. I actually just finished my first semester of my PhD program. I will be a doctor in philosophy and religion with a focus in women's spirituality. Surprise, surprise. No surprises there. But I literally just finished, and I was taking four classes and teaching four classes and then teaching five classes because I got a new job as a professor at a performing arts conservatory, and I'm really proud of myself and I wanted to make a really good impression. So I've been working really hard, and the semesters are different than regular college semesters, and so everything is fucked basically all over the place. And I was writing like 420 page papers and teaching and this and that and auditioning, and I booked a commercial for Dia & Co, and that was fucking exciting, except my grandfather died at 2 a.m. that morning and I had to still be on set by 9 a.m. And it's been a fucking disaster. It has been a fucking disaster. And I have been going to therapy, and I got off my antidepressants, which I don't know if that's a good thing or not. And I've been exploring sobriety and just all of these other lots of things all happening at once, and major shifts, and settling into the love and comfort and ease of my relationship. And if anyone listening has ever been in an abusive relationship or a series of abusive relationships like I have, like maybe unfortunately you have, you know that when you get into a healthy one, it's fucking weird. It is so fucking weird, isn't it? All of a sudden you're questioning everything you've ever known, and you've got all of these patterns and all of these trauma responses and literally things that you have done to protect yourself for so long, and they have worked to protect yourself because you are still alive. Congratulations. But now you have to unlearn them and unpack them. And holy shit, that is a new kind of evil, right? I mean, not being able to just fully believe and trust and accept the wholesome goodness, the love, the support that all of the sudden your partner gives you, because all you're used to is pain and fear and hurt and toxicity is wild and so unfair. So unfair. Do you ever find yourself like reacting like a crazy person, or like, you know, you're getting a little crazy, right? Like, you can feel yourself like ramping up with anxiety or tension, or maybe it's anger, and you start copping an attitude and you start picking a fight, and then you start like not believing what they say, and it's building and building and building, and you know in your fucking brain, you know you're being a crazy person, but you can't stop it, and you can't stop it. And then what's worse is after, right? Because your partner is fine. Your partner is understanding. And you're not. You're overly apologetic. And you're like, oh my God, this is the end of the relationship. They're going to leave me. They're going to walk out. Because that's what your past relationships, they would threaten to do over any disagreement. And so any part of an argument is triggering and traumatizing. And that's, I've been navigating that space. It's a strange space to be in because you just want to be happy. You just like want to be happy that you're in a great relationship. And it's hard to just sit and be happy. But my goodness, let me say, if it was not for that man, over these past few months, I do not know what I would do with myself. The patience, the love, the understanding, the drive, the help around the house, the help with my emotions, the letting me sit in my crazy. I've been crying and screaming and mood swings and stress and anxiety and attitude and none of the things that I want to be for my partner. None of the ways that I really want to show up for him the way that he shows up for me. And I've just been a mess. I've been an absolute fucking mess. And I think I had this initial trigger. My modeling agency, We Speak, who are amazing, and super supportive of all mental, emotional, physical health sorts of things, they instigated an, Instagram challenge a month ago, maybe, for the month of April anyway. And we had a bunch of different prompts each week and we didn't know what we were going to do. And it was very triggering and isolating and a very interesting experience. And I think that that actual IG challenge kicked off a lot of other things in my brain these past 2 months. So immediately the thought of having to do more work or taking on more work was incredibly triggering and I was annoyed by it. And then I reminded myself that no one's forcing me to do this and I'm making a choice. So if I'm going to make the choice, don't be mad at anybody but yourself. So I made the choice. And then I realized that I didn't have any photos really that were current. They were all at least a year old, any photo shoot, a year old. You know, I had a couple stuff from auditions or castings that I've done recently. Other than that, I had nothing new. And that was upsetting. Because I've really been struggling with body image issues more recently than ever before because I've gained like 20 pounds. Yeah. And I'm sorry if numbers are triggering for you, but I'm just going to be honest this episode. Like, I'm not happy. I'm just really not happy. And yeah, so back to that in a bit. So I'm doing this IG challenge and I'm posting all these things and I'm starting to realize like, I don't have any fucking time to do any of this shit. I don't have time to do any of this shit. I don't have time for new photos. I don't have money for new photos. I am struggling financially. Struggling. And the amount of work that I'm doing versus what I'm getting paid is just not making sense. Just not making any fucking sense. If anyone else is a part-time educator, an adjunct professor, you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. It does not make any goddamn sense because you're doing just as much work, sometimes more, as a full-time professor, and the pay rate is, yeah, anyways, in the ground. So I'm posting all these photos of myself and I'm looking at all these photos and I'm thinking, wow, I've gained so much weight. And anyone who has ever struggled with an eating disorder, a body image disorder, I've got body dysmorphia. I use food for comfort. I use carbs for comfort. I'm not a sweets person. Love pasta, love pizza. I'll eat like a cupcake because it has that bready quality to it, right? Like chips, like that kind of thing. That is my fucking jam. I have been comforting myself as I work through these triggers and this trauma, and a full-time PhD student who sits in front of her computer, an adjunct professor who's primarily teaching, not anymore, but was primarily teaching from her computer. By the time I got up or I finished my day, my body is aching. And do I want to get up and go to the fucking gym? No, I want to lay the fuck down and be left the fuck alone. No motivation, no energy. And I'm looking at these old photos of myself where, by the way, in those photos, I wasn't even like fucking happy and satisfied with myself. No matter how much I thought society was bullshit and the way that we're taught is bullshit, and knowing full well that the way I feel about myself was a thought that someone else has given to me, that society has given to me, and it's bullshit, I still couldn't shake those feelings because I'm fucking human, right? And I'm looking at these pictures and I'm going, wow, what has happened? What am I doing? What's going on? And feeling like shit looking at these photos of myself. Feeling like fucking shit. And then I would start to get auditions or castings that I'd have to do, and I couldn't look at myself in front of a camera. I couldn't fucking do it. I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, but you'll notice that like I really don't have a lot of new photos, and they're probably only of my face. The one I just posted from the Norwegian Day Parade, I'm covered in a flag. And I also decided that day that I didn't give a fuck because I was having a good day. But it's like, it's not been good. My mental and my emotional health are certainly not stable, but today I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So I'm looking at these photos of myself and I'm judging myself and I'm judging myself so, so hard. And I look at myself in the mirror and I don't recognize this person. I don't know who she is. And I look at this girl in these photos and I still don't even know who that is. And then I look at a picture of myself from high school and I'm like, wow. She's beautiful. What happened to her? And then I have to fucking remind myself that I am not a child. I am a grown woman in a grown woman's body. And then I have to sit with these wild thoughts of like, why do I even have these flip-flopping back and forth emotional mental things when I know better? And I realize it's because I'm in such an emotionally vulnerable state that it has been just very, very difficult. And mind you, I love what I'm studying. Oh my goodness, I love what I am studying. I'm feeling empowered, I'm feeling smart, I'm feeling educated, I'm feeling inspired to do this work, to tap into my divine feminine, to embody the goddess, but also to learn about lineage and to learn about history and to learn about religion and to learn about philosophy and to learn about community building. And then I get off of the computer, and after having learned and absorbed all of these amazing things, I step off of the computer and I sit with myself, and it's as if all of those amazing things that I have just discovered are gone. For some reason, I can't apply them to me. And I do not understand the disconnect, but I have been attempting to get to the bottom of it. I really have. So this disconnect really got me thinking, well, what is for me? What is my life? What do I like to do? What do I enjoy? What do I take pleasure in? Where are my fears? And I'm exploring all of these fears, right? And I think that I have been holding on to notions of what I thought my life was supposed to look like. I have been holding on so tightly to what other people have told me my life is supposed to look like, that my hands are bleeding and I can't see clearly because of the pain. I do not want to live my life like that anymore. And I do not know as of yet, but I'm hoping to discover how to get rid of that, how to unleash this, release my grip, and let it go. And I think a lot about some little acting warm-ups that I do in a lot of my classes, and we try to get in touch with the body, because as actors, our bodies are our instruments. They are our tools. And we squeeze our shoulders all the way up to our chest, and we squeeze our arms, and we squeeze our hands, and we squeeze everything so tight, and then we let it go. And that oxygenated blood, whatever, flows through us. And then we squeeze again, and we squeeze everything tight. We squeeze our legs, our abdomen, everything. We let it go. And maybe we do it one more time, and we let it go. And then we squeeze our faces, and we contort it, and we smush, and then we let it go. And then we open our mouths wide and stick our tongues out and make noises and shake the body and remove all this stagnant and stale energy, right? And I could not for the life of me move my stagnant and stale energy. My mind was overly stimulated and the rest of my body seemed to be at rest. And it caused this like emotional upheaval. And in my journey to discover what I thought was wrong, quote unquote, and just sitting with these like thoughts and feelings about my body and looking at myself on camera, I feel like I'm gonna cry, guys. I'm trying not to because I want my words to be heard, because I started this podcast because I wanted other people to listen and maybe say, oh my God, I'm not alone. But I've been feeling so alone. But I want my words to get out without like crying, so I'm going to do my best. But I've been sitting with, you know, what is wrong, quote unquote, with me? Why do I feel this way? Why do I keep repeating certain patterns in my life? Financial patterns are a big thing for me. This idea of taking care of other people is a big thing for me, even though no one takes care of my needs. And always I have said, oh, well, when I get rich, then I'll worry about working out and taking care of my health. Oh, when I get this amazing job, then I'll worry about my health. Oh, when I do this, then I'll take care of me. When I achieve this, then I'll take care of me. It was always when I achieve this goal or get this position in life, then I will take care of my body and my health. Oh, when I get to this mark in my life that's supposed to signify some sort of excellent, amazing thing, then I'll worry about my health. When I get a lot of money, then I'll worry about my health. And that builds and it builds and it builds until you never, ever put yourself and your health first. and my body is falling apart right now. Forget weight, right? You know, forget that. You know, I have gained like 20 pounds. And we all know that, I mean, if you're here listening to this podcast, it's because there is something going on in your life in regards to body positivity or lack thereof. That's why I started this shit, right? I had no fucking positivity reflected towards myself, and I wanted to build some, and I'm still building it. Oh God, it's a fucking struggle every single day. Every single day. And gaining the weight has been really hard for me. And I had to sit there and think, why is this so hard for me? What does this mean? What does it mean to be 20 pounds heavier? How do you move in the world? How do you sit? How do you breathe? How do you do this? And it's been very hard for me. And it made me dig deeper. It made me dig deeper. And it made me go, okay, well, how were you punished for looking when you were younger? What would happen if you ate too much at dinner? What would your mom say to you? What would happen when you had to stand next to all the really skinny popular girls? How did you feel? When you opened a magazine or turned on the TV or watched a movie or looked at your favorite pop star, how did you feel because you didn't look like her? What has society always told you and made you feel like you needed to be? How did you feel when you went into a store and they didn't have your size because it was quote unquote too big for their brand? How did that make you feel? How did it make you feel when someone violated your body the first time? What did you do to cope? What did you do? What are all of your coping mechanisms and what are their triggers? These are the things that I've been exploring, but I didn't know I was exploring them. I was just sitting with all of these awful and terrible thoughts and feelings and memories and reminders and terrible, terrible, terrible things that I thought I had suppressed, that my brain had done a really good job of protecting me from. And I've made some shocking, shocking realizations about assault and abuse that has taken place in my childhood that I don't know if I'm ever going to share. I might one day. I don't feel I am safe enough to do so right now. But let me tell you, when you feel unsafe, you need people to rely on and depend on. And even if you feel isolated, even if you feel like you haven't reached out to your friends or your loved ones or the people you can depend on or your therapist who you haven't seen in a while, if you think you can't reach out to those people, you can. You can. And if you feel you need to, you should. That's what I needed to do. I started going back to therapy. And I took a memoir writing class this semester as an elective, a spiritual memoir writing class. It was amazing. But a lot of the prompts were very triggering about things in childhood. And I fully, fully blame that class for revealing some of these things that I had repressed. The prompts, the discussions, the safety, the container of the course really brought things up that I forgot were there. And my professor said something interesting. She said, sometimes we side-eye something for a while and we don't quite look at it directly and we have to side-eye it for a little bit before we can really approach it. And that's what I was doing in therapy for a little bit. And my therapist said, you know, we touch on the trauma and then you redirect. And that is a defense mechanism. And I said, all right, what am I side-eyeing? And oh, baby, I discovered what I was side-eyeing. Holy shit. Okay, I was side-eyeing quite a few things. And with the help of my therapist and thank the goddess, the help of my partner, I have been able to unearth this thing with support and care and tenderness and just, I don't even know. I don't even know. But it's been forcing me to be gentle, even with this weight gain, this thing I would normally punish myself for and have been punishing myself for. I was reminded that given all of the things that I have been through, I should be a lot softer and kinder to me. Now I'm going to cry again. I should be a lot kinder to myself. I should be more understanding of myself and the things that I have done to protect myself. And that means comfort. That means food. That means, you know, this hyper work ethic that I have to constantly stay busy. I mean, I took 2 days off for myself and I was getting a little agitated. And my boyfriend was like, "You have nothing to do and your brain does not know what to do." And I was like, "Oh, is that it? That makes sense. That makes so much fucking sense, dude." I was like thinking about everything because I had no distractions. And when I had no distractions, I start telling myself things like, "I'm lazy, I'm this, I'm that, I should be working harder." But I have run my body ragged. And I think I'm doing that so I can avoid the things I need to stop side-eyeing. So I implore you, I invite you to take a moment. What are you side-eyeing? What have you been side-eyeing for a while? What have you been just glancing at? And what would happen if you looked at it directly? A whole lot. A whole lot. And some of it might not be good. Not in the moment anyway. Some of it might be shit. Some of it might feel awful. That's how it feels for me right now. But I need to put myself first. You know, I've got all this back pain, this hip pain. My pelvis is misaligned. What have I been doing? I don't know. I've got this immense pain and like injury in my right foot. I can barely walk. And all I do is sit at the computer. That is not helping me. It's just not. I love nature walks. I have not taken a nature walk and I don't even know. Me and my partner went to the lake last week. We didn't really walk, but like we had to walk to get to the spot. Oh my God, I felt like just fucking rejuvenated. I put my phone down. I didn't have my fucking neck and head tilted forward looking at a screen. And I'm like, why aren't I doing this? Movement is so good and healthy for us. Like, fuck weight loss, right? Fuck like exercising just to lose fat. Like, take a walk because it's fucking good for you, Freya. Stop making everything have this like big meaning, this ultimatum. Like, oh, there has to be a goal. There has to be an end goal here. Like, no, you can just take a fucking walk because it's nice. And I'm putting so much emphasis on results that when I don't get the result that I want, I am all of a sudden a failure. It's simply not true. This is a lie that I keep telling myself. And I also started side-eyeing all of the lies that I tell myself, all the excuses I give myself. And when I look at them head on, I then have to ask new questions. I then have to ask, well, who told me this lie to begin with? And why did I choose to believe them? And what does it mean if I stop believing them? What happens to me then? Those are huge fucking scary questions because they have huge fucking scary answers. Because your life could hinge upon the lies that we tell ourselves and the things that we do every single day. That is the life we have built. And all of a sudden, some fucking woman on a podcast is going to tell me to stop doing it that way. Stop living my life that way. Fuck you. Like, what do you mean? Like, how dare I say that to you? Exactly. How scary. That's how I felt too in the therapist's office. I was like, excuse me. This has been working really well for me. And she was like, but has it? And I was like, no. But these are the things that we tell ourselves. And I don't know what it looks like to stop. I don't know what it looks like to stop. I don't know what it looks like to just be present. I don't know what it looks like to just sit here and do nothing and let my mind wander, because I know what it's going to wander to. It's going to wander to pain. It's going to wander to grief, to want, to longing, to desire, to things that I don't have, and I'm going to make it negative. But I think that's okay in the beginning. I think that's okay, because if you don't know what those things are, how do you know what to get over? How do you know what to address, to attack? How do you know if you don't sit in the quiet and let those things come to you? I don't know. I don't have an answer. But I knew that I needed to stop. Full stop, hard stop, complete stop. And I was so scared of changing the trajectory of my life, even though I knew it was not sustainable and it was not working. I couldn't fucking change it anyway, because I've been holding on so tight to this one dream that I have given myself. And initially, when you let go, that still hurts, right? If you're holding on to a piece of rope, right, and it's like going through your hand and you're getting fucking rope burn and you're holding, right when you let go, that's painful too. It's not immediate relief, right? It's pain. It's the blood is flowing back to the rest of your fingertips, and maybe your fingers were asleep and it's doing that pins and needles thing. That fucking hurts. Then the relief comes. And I was so scared of the release that I couldn't get to the relief. And today I had a meeting with a modeling agency, and we decided that I would take a 3-month break, minimum. No auditions, no castings, no nothing. I'm not submitting myself to anything. I thought I was moving to North Carolina. That didn't happen because I got this new job. I'm really glad to be staying in New York. I know my partner isn't, but I'm glad to be staying here. I don't think I'm done yet. I don't think I'm done with New York yet. Definitely not. But I am done with this lifestyle that I'm living. And I don't know exactly what that means yet, but I emailed my acting manager when I still was fully under the impression that I was moving to North Carolina. And I emailed him and I said, you know, I'm leaving acting. I'm taking a break. I'm stepping away. I'm moving. And he said he was very surprised. I didn't know whether I was surprised or not, but I cut the connection and I was no longer represented. And I felt relief, but I felt confused by the relief. Because this is what I do. This is who I am. And then I was having other casting notices come in, because I've got 3 other agencies still, right? And every time they come in, I get stressed. Stressed instead of excited. And I went, oh, that's got to mean something. That's got to fucking mean something, right? And then I met with my modeling agency today, and I just can't. And when I said out loud that I was taking 4 PhD level courses and teaching 5 college courses at the same time, they looked at me like I was insane. And in that moment, I went, oh my God, I'm insane. I am insane. I am fucking insane. And I'm not just taking them and skating by. Like, I've got straight A's, baby. I'm insane. What am I doing? No wonder my body is falling apart. No wonder my mental health is falling apart, my emotional health. No wonder my anxiety and my depression is ramped up through the roof. No wonder I don't feel sexy and desirable. I am glued to my computer or to the commute, and I am stressed. So I took a step back. And one of the things that scared me the most was, will I fuck up all of the stuff that I have built thus far? What does it mean to stop? What does that mean? What does that look like? If I have nothing to do, what do I do with the free time? And I started trying to fill the fucking gaps when the point of taking the time was not to fill the fucking gaps. The only reason I'm able to do this podcast episode right now is because I was like, what can I fill the gaps with? And then I said, no. Do I want to do this podcast? What does this podcast mean to me? It means everything. It means everything. So here I am, trying yet again. To stay here, to be present, to answer your questions, to talk about these topics that you write into me. Like, I just want you to know, I have not forgotten. I have not ignored you. I have seen them, and I am so sorry, and I am doing my best. And moving forward, I will do my best, but I will not push myself, and I've decided that I will not be sorry for it either. And I think we could all use more of that. I mean, it's so easy to forget, unless you have lost someone, that we've just, like, we're not even done with this pandemic, right? Like, it's fucking happening. Like, there are still mask mandates and vaccine mandates and all of this shit, right? And people lost their jobs. I lost a significant amount of income. And I'm a master fucking manifester, and I can't get out of my own head. I can't get shit done. I can't do anything. The burnout is extreme and it's exhausting. And do you know how good it feels to record this episode and to tell you all of this? Like, what? I don't even know who's listening right now. But just saying it out loud, owning it, feels so good. I think it is so important that we say out loud what we're thinking, what we're feeling, and that we own what we're feeling, and that we tell other people what we're feeling so it is not a secret. So when we set boundaries, we know that we have set them good and clear. And if people violate them, that's their problem and not yours, because you said it out loud and you owned it. And I need to do more of that. I need to practice what I preach a lot more. And that's what I'm going to be doing moving forward. There are going to be a couple of episodes before this season 2 ends. And I don't know, there might be a bit of a rebrand, because we were talking about branding today and they were like, you know, your podcast has, you have a brand, you have listeners, you have this and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm not a brand. I'm a person. And I know that's like a dangerous thing to say in the entertainment industry, because like as an actor, as models, you know, we're supposed to have a personal brand, our brand sells and all that marketing stuff. And yes, that is very true. But I don't know if I want to be a brand. I don't know if I want to be you know, body positive Freya. I think I just want to be Freya who happens to be body positive. I don't want to be plus size Freya. I want to be Freya who happens to be plus size. And I don't want any of the things that I do, actor, model, professor, whatever the fuck it is, I don't want that to be who and what I am or what my life is about. I don't want to, for example, if you were to introduce me to a room of people, I don't want you to say, here's my actor friend, Freya. No, here's Freya. She's kind. She's smart. She's funny. She's considerate. She's a good friend. That feels good. If I have a brand, I'd love it to be those things. Not, here's my actor friend, or here's my podcaster friend. Oh, here's my body positive friend. Yes, I am all of those things. But I am Freya. And sometimes I forget exactly who I am, what I'm about, and what that fucking means. What do our lives look like if we take away the nouns that we give ourselves? What are our adjectives? Right? What are our adjectives? I guess it would be more of a pronoun, right? I'm trying to think like English 101. If I'm a model, an actor, those are pronouns. Ah, maybe help. I'm not going to get my PhD in English, but you get what I mean. You know what I mean? I'm a person. I make mistakes. But what are your adjectives? I want to be kind and funny and charismatic. And I want you to say, here's my friend Freya. Her smile and her laugh light up the room. Ha 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 ha. Like, I want to feel like I light up the room again. And I don't know where that journey will take me. And I think I just discovered that in doing this episode, that I want to light up the room again. And I haven't felt like that in a very, very long time. A very long time. And so as I pour my heart out in this episode, as I bear my truths, I hope you will bear witness to me as I do so. And as always, I thank you, thank you, thank you for being on this journey with me. And I will see you on the other side, and I will see you next week. Thank you, thank you, thank you.